For the first time ever, PG&E shutting off the power in parts of the Bay Area in an effort to prevent wildfires. Plus, putting the rumors to rest, Senator Elizabeth Warren proves that she's Native American, and now she wants the president to pay up, literally. And forget electric cars, what about tequila? Tesla making some moves to break into the liquor world. Good morning, I'm Kenny Choi. This is your Pix Now update. Here are some of the top headlines we are following. Right now, the power is still out in parts of Sonoma, Napa, and Lake counties. More than 17,000 homes and businesses were warned about the outages. PG&E shut off the power for 12 counties, taking unprecedented action to reduce the risk of wildfires ahead of today's expected red flag conditions. This comes after CAL FIRE said that the utility company's electric power lines caused at least a dozen wildfires in six Northern California counties.
It's for the safety of the community. When a fire threat arises, when there's these extreme weather conditions, we want to do everything to keep our community safe and our customers safe.
PG&E says that the outages could last into tomorrow in some areas depending on weather conditions. Tragedy at a Northern California skydiving center. A woman died after her parachute failed to deploy yesterday. It happened at the Lodi Parachute Center in Lodi. According to the Federal Aviation Administration, the skydiver was using her own equipment. This fatality is the latest in a string of deaths and violations at the center. From 1999 to 2017, 15 people have died. And in September 2016, 20 instructors were suspended after an investigation by the United States Parachute Association. Get ready to see those scooters rolling through the streets of San Francisco again. This time, though, they'll be tightly controlled by the SFMTA. Two companies are being each allowed to deploy 625 scooters today. If all goes well for the first 6 months, they may be allowed to double that number. The companies Scoot and Skip were chosen out of the 12 companies who applied for the permits in the city. And a heads up for commuters, crossing the Bay Bridge at night will take you a bit longer for the next few weeks. Lanes will be closed on the western side of the bridge every night from 8 p.m. to 4 a.m. Closures will allow crews to replace seals on bridge joints. The work is expected to take place through October 27th. Shutting down her critics, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren released the results of a DNA analysis proving that she has some distant Native American ancestry. Warren took to Twitter to put the rumors to rest, demanding that President Trump put his money where his mouth is. She tweeted to the president saying in part, "Remember saying on July 5th you'd give $1 million to a charity of my choice if my DNA showed Native American ancestry? Please send the check to the National Indigenous Women's Resource Center." So what was the president's reaction to this?
What is your reaction to Senator Elizabeth Warren releasing the results of her DNA test?
No, I have no. Who cares?
Mr. President, you said you paid $1 million to charity.
I didn't say that. You better read it again.
Warren first faced scrutiny for her purported Native American heritage during her 2012 Senate race, but President Trump has revived and amplified the rhetoric as he eyes Warren as a possible presidential rival in 2020, frequently mocking her with the nickname Pocahontas. Sears is sinking. The previously dominant retail chain is filing for bankruptcy. The company, which has been around for 132 years, has had major debt and financial issues over the past few years. Sears was unable to pay a $134 million debt payment, which was due today. Dozens of major retailers have been struggling in the years since Amazon took wing. All right, if Tesla CEO Elon Musk gets his way, there could soon be a Tesla-branded tequila on the shelves. The electric car company filed a trademark application last week for Tesla tequila, describing it as a distilled agave liquor. However, the product is still in its early stages. Musk posted a mock-up of the bottle on Twitter last Friday with a red and tan label emblazoned with Tesla's indelible logo. And the British royal family is growing. 5 months after tying the knot, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are expecting their first child. The announcement comes as the couple is in Australia on their first overseas trip together. Family of three will live on the grounds of Kensington Palace in a two-bedroom cottage. They'll be across the street from Prince and William Kate, who have three children of their own.
They'll just be able to play together and raise their kids and have a wonderful upbringing.
The baby is due next spring and will be seventh in line to the throne. We'll be back with another update at the top of the hour. You could always watch and listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website. It is kpix.com, and you could check out our KPIX Facebook page.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area. Meet our STEM standout, Nicole Collins-Puri.
TechBridge Girls is focusing on exciting, educating, and equipping girls to really see STEM as a vehicle to economic mobility and better life's chances. We're creating an environment that says, we see you, we hear you, and we understand your journey.
Chevron and KPIX5 teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.